If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. A lot going on with the Flyers, as there always is, and the biggest story by far in Philadelphia is Carter Hart, and the trial that has taken forever is finally finished, but kind of, sort of, not really. Carter Hart found not guilty in this trial, and we figured things would move pretty quickly when that happened, that teams were going to call Carter Hart a free agent, with the NHL as of now putting a stop to that. And it's another speed bump in this ever long case, Al. And I think people are a little confused where it stands now.
Yeah, Ashlyn, I think a lot of people are confused because in the first place, the trial wasn't covered a lot down here in the States, which is amazing. And it had unbelievable coverage in Canada. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, and to recap, yeah, you mentioned that all five not guilty by the judge, no jury, not guilty. And initially, the NHL puts out a statement that they're going to have to complete. They've already done a study on this, and they're going to then release that. So the players can't sign until the NHL decides what they're going to do. Now, is that just a kind of a caveat to that? And I was one who thought, what's the NHL doing? I mean, why would you just say they can play? I mean, the guys are fine, not guilty, and leave it up to the teams. However, there is a period of time that the Crown or the defense or the Canada can kind of go back to the courts and say, we want to look at this again or whatever. And I think the NHL is waiting for that period to kind of get past that period where they can appeal. So if there's no appeal, then I think it's a case of, what are you doing here? You've already had your study on this. Just let the guys play or leave it up to the teams, or say they can't, one way or the other, come out and release your findings on this. But they want to wait for the appeal period to go past. It's only a couple of weeks to go past before they do anything. Then, Ashlyn, after that, that's where it becomes like really bizarrely interesting, I guess is a word you could put to it. Like, I don't think Carter Hart is going to want to play in Canada. Not talk to him or anything, just my reading on this situation. I believe that the Flyers would be an option for him. And I think this is going to go way over the heads of Danny Briere and Keith Jones. I think this is going to be an ownership decision, whether they can even go toward this. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be another wait and see period and see what goes on. It's going to be political. All of that stuff's going to go on. But, for those of us who want to have an opinion one way or the other, once this thing is settled, I believe if guys are found not guilty. And this is what's really interesting to me. When the judge made her decision, Carter Hart, who testified, he's the only guy that went up there and basically said, this is what went on. This is what I was thinking at the time and whatever. She kind of used that in favor of saying there was no guilt in this situation, that there was sort of compliance. And And although if I were his lawyer, I probably would have advised going up and testifying. I think he did a lot of good for all of them by going up and opening up about it. So this is going to be a real sticky situation once it happens. But I believe it's going to eventually be in the hands of the Flyers ownership to see what they do here.
Right, because it's not just a hockey decision. It's far from just an on-ice decision, and it's not just the Flyers that are going to have to decide what's best for the organization. I think it's any team that considers signing him. It's what do you want from a business standpoint, and there will be backlash, any team that signs him. But the moral of the story is some team is going to sign him. We know that much is true.
Yeah. You would think, and the Flyers situation is even more murky because when you have an ownership that's like this gets political, to be totally honest, on what's gone on here. When you're an entity like NBC and the stuff that goes on politically with networks now, mm-hmm. it could really turn into a real mess for a company. So we'll see what happens on that situation. But my read on it is if the Flyers wanted to end, and there's no appeal or whatever, and everything happens, I think then it would be the ball would be in their court on what they decide to do in the future. And from a hockey viewpoint, you went out and signed another goaltender, Vladar, but you have tradable commodities in terms of goaltending if you want to go that route. And he's gonna have to ramp up his game, I would think, before he comes to the NHL. So we'll see I don't want to put the cart before the horse, so to speak, here. But I think the Flyers and their ownership especially is gonna be faced with a really, really confusing situation.
Yeah, it's you see both sides. And I think it's important to remember, because I've at least been getting asked a lot, like, oh, if Carter Hart comes back, he's gonna save the Flyers, like this brainer on ice perspective, like you need to bring him back just from a hockey perspective. But I was talking to Joe Fordyce, our NBC Philly Flyers producer, the other day, and we were talking about when we sat down with Danny Breer before Carter Hart was dismissed from the team, before this even happened. And Danny Breer was honest with us that Sam Ersson was really pushing Carter Hart for starts, and that's why they started splitting those starts. Maybe it's because they knew this was coming down the pipeline and it wasn't a hockey thing, but I remember a couple of years ago, I was thinking like, man, Sam Ersson is really pushing Carter here. In a lot of days, Sam looked better than Carter, I thought.
Yeah, but when you go back, and we mentioned it when we would go to practice every day, and like I especially talked to Hart a lot during that time. And I think part of the reason that happened was this situation's been kind of weighing on him for a long time. You can imagine. It would be like in your future. And remember, he was sick, and I think this played a large part in that. I think if this had never happened, well, God, that there would be we'd have a whole different conversation now about what he's going to go or where he's going to play and how he had been playing. Frankly, if everything had been smooth from the beginning, I think with him and as their goaltender, I think you make a pretty good case they would have made the playoffs in each of the last two seasons.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. And curious how he plays, if this comes back and he's able to play, not guilty, how that changes his game. But definitely putting the cart before the horse. It's a big decision for the Flyers and the NHL as a whole. And we'll see what happens. It's been a long time coming, that's for sure. And now to the future, Porter Marton with the Flyers. Everyone is very excited about this pick, about this future star here for the Flyers. Commits to Michigan State. Had a couple of options. What'd you think, Al?
I thought it was interesting on a couple of levels. One, I was thinking he might go to Penn State, but Penn State, signed their big guy and they continue to sign guys. I think, Ashton, when you look at it, you had development camp. And the big story out of development camp, although Marton looked like, maybe he can come and play here, especially with the Forster injury. But Bump played so well.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm just looking at this from a viewpoint of, okay, if I'm Martone, I come in and you have eyes, you know who's playing well. Mm-hmm. And this kid's playing out of his mind. He by far was the best player at development camp. And I'm thinking he's going to get a spot on the team. Are they going to bring two kids in at the same point? Or I can go play in the minors, or I can go to play at Michigan State where Flyers have people there. NCAA hockey's booming right now in terms of guys going there and developing. And it's kind of a fast track because you're playing against bigger players. I've not talked to anybody about it, but I just know human nature to me. If you go to that development camp and you see that one guy is just excelling, a little bit older along the development trail, I'm thinking, well, I think the best spot for me, and the Flyers would think so too, is to go play in college, get another year there. And then at the end of the year, if the Flyers magically have a really good year coming in, you can, at the end of the college season, you can go join the team then. So I think it was a plus-plus. I don't know. Some people were saying, oh, it's like the Carter-Gauthier thing. It's nothing like that at all. And it's plus everything's changed with college hockey anyway. Mm-hmm. This was the case of this is the best case scenario for the player and the organization, especially in my mind, given that another player has stepped up so much in terms of grabbing a spot on their roster in September, October.
Yeah, and it only helps the player. It only helps his development. Why rush it when you don't need to? And I don't see why it's an issue that he's only going to get better in this situation.
Yeah, and college hockey's been, you know, college hockey's going to get crazy in the next few years. I don't know what's going to happen in the Canadian leagues with, you know, the kids making, you know, going and make a lot of money, a lot for hockey. I'm not talking like football in the NCAA. But I think it's going to push that forward, and it's going to become like the preferred spot, obviously, to send somebody and see their development come along. We see with the Flyers, the kids from Western Michigan, you know what's happening with Penn State. And I think it's going to help everybody, especially in the United States, where maybe a few more eyeballs turn in to see what's happening. Let's say Michigan State's playing Penn State or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that really helps. You see what happens in football when you've got that that kind of notoriety with players coming up. And I think the next step is going to be, look, I've covered college hockey since Herb Brooks at Minnesota, so Jackie Paca at BU. I think what's happening here is I think you're going to see Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Texas. I think those are going to turn into programs that really, really catapult that sport.
Why do you think that? That's so interesting. Because when I went to Florida, they had a women's ice hockey team, but they did not have a men's. And I don't believe they still do.
I think because it's a sport, when you look at it, they fill buildings in these places and campuses love it. Look what's happened at Penn State. And I think that there's going to be a hunger for it as it gets bigger and bigger, national coverage on the Frozen Four. And I see programs start to kind of build a little bit now. Consider this. You've got little schools like Sacred Heart, little schools that can make a huge impact quickly because of the players that you can bring in. So I think that's the next spot where that's going to be. I think you're going to start to see kind of a crossover where you see some football people getting really interested in the hockey program, if you will. John Gruden going to Penn State and doing stuff or whatever. And once Penn State made that move, I think other schools will look at this and say, you know, this is, we've got a building for basketball or whatever. I think that those programs are going to go on. Those club programs have been pretty good. I mean, Birmingham, Alabama, stuff like that. Once it happens, when you look at college hockey, those buildings are packed.
Yeah.
They go in. So I think that's going to be a natural on what goes on. Might not happen overnight, but I think that's the future.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.